Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a wascally rabbit. Exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Time to awaken. Mark, Mark, wake up, Mark.
And a good Friday to all of you. Today is Friday, May 22nd, the year 2015. You have landed on a hostile planet, and you have come here to evolve and to learn lessons in this 3D reality. And today our guest sharing some wisdom with us will be psychic medium Susan Nicole Wright, and she will be joining us in about 10 minutes. So first of all, I am going to go over the astrological energies going on, so we get a feel for to help you guys kind of navigate the kind of crazy waters that are going on out there. So as many of you know, Mercury is retrograde now. Mercury is in the sign of Gemini now, which it rules. Mercury rules communications and mental processes. Mercury goes retrograde four times a year for about 3 weeks each time. It went retrograde this Monday night, and will come out of retrograde on June 11th, where it will be still in the sign of Gemini. It will go direct at 5 degrees of Gemini. So I've seen a lot of posts and things about the Mercury retrograde. But just to add on to this, when Mercury is retrograde, communications are screwed up, messages get lost. The message, you know, electronic appliances, cars, all that kind of stuff seems to go a little wonky. The message of this is to be clear on your communications, follow up on things, make sure you're on the same page with people if you have plans or events happening. So this year, all the retrogrades are pretty much in the air signs for the most part. So that is about intellectual processes. And it's even more so about how we communicate, especially with Mercury going retrograde in one of the signs that it rules. It's even more pertinent. So again, this is to not just be sure we are communicating clearly outwardly with other people, but also make sure we are inwardly communicating properly and expressing exactly what we mean, tightening up our communications so that there is not a lot of gray area. So on top of this Mercury retrograde in Gemini, the Sun has just moved into Gemini, and also Mars, which is anger, aggression, our instinctual animal self, where we kind of operate on bottom instinctual level. So Mercury is coming close to an exact conjunction with Mars, which will happen early next week. So this can bring up angry feelings, perhaps. So let's just make sure that we are, an important thing is to remember we are not just blindly lashing out, but we are communicating exactly why we are upset about things, or exactly why we would like things to change or be different. So there's a lot more going on than just the Mercury retrograde. This isn't a normal Mercury retrograde, as many of you have found out so far. So another key ingredient here is Saturn is in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is structures. It is police, military. It is the status quo. It is in the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Gemini, Pisces, and Virgo, the four mutable signs, often have boundary issues. So right now we are being asked to slow down Mercury retrograde and establish some boundaries, Saturn. Also, you know, there's a lot of anger towards authority figures right now, and rightly so. We just had the big oil spill in California. Also, six of the big banks just got fined a couple billion dollars for... It came out that they pretty much orchestrated and manipulated the 2008 economic collapse. So, of course, they were given a slap on the wrist because these banks are all the main contributors to the presidential candidates and to government, and you know, there's lots of lobbying money and stuff involved in here. So this is Pluto is in Capricorn still, and Pluto's about self-accountability. So these things that people have been trying to hide for a long time are going to come out now. So not only do we have this the Mercury retrograde conjunct the Sun and Mars opposite Saturn, these are all getting a square from the planet Neptune. Neptune rules things that are not 3D reality. Your imagination, intuition, dream life, ghosts, paranormal stuff, foggy things that you can't put your hands on. This is Neptune's area, spirituality. So with Neptune forming a square is a aspect that has a lot of energy and requires energy to be filtered properly and to be used properly. I'm seeing a lot of people are trying to figure out where their spirituality lines up with their 3D reality. So how do we exist as a spiritual person, you know, with spiritual, we'll say spiritually inclined or metaphysical beliefs, and how do we merge these into the 3D reality and support ourselves and pay our bills and put gas in the car and all these other things while keeping, while merging our spiritual selves into this 3D reality. So that's kind of one of the big challenges right now. On top of this, on top of the needing the clear communication right now, we also have planet Venus in the sign of Cancer. Cancer is the most motherly and nurturing sign, probably the most emotional sign. It is at 16 degrees of Cancer right now, today. And it is directly opposed Pluto and Capricorn by 1 degree, which is at 15 degrees Capricorn. So all of our relationships are taking a serious tone. It's really about, you know, what is our bottom line, and truthfully speaking our truths. So there's a lot of intense communications going on. So just be mindful. We're all transforming. We all just went through this big, the last 3 years have been really big, but it's particularly the last, since February 20th through now, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of clearing going on, a lot of karmic baggage being tossed aside. So there is, there's a lot of stuff to deal with right now, and a lot of things being processed. So I think the main message is just be clear with our intentions and our manifesting, which is another purpose of the Mercury retrograde, being very clear with what and how we are communicating. So, sometimes these things play out very literally. If you noticed earlier in the week, just a couple days, right about the same day that Mars went into Gemini, my good friend Robert Phoenix, who has an awesome radio show on Blog Talk also, he pointed out that there was a big like biker shootout down in Waco, Texas, and this was right about the day that Mars went into Gemini. So there was lots of law enforcement. 9 people were killed. There was, I think last I saw, like 129 arrests. So that's kind of your Saturn play there. So Saturn being opposed to Mars in Gemini, Mars is very much kind of a biker mentality, I think, the kind of being free and having no boundaries, and Mars doesn't, Mars doesn't like boundaries and delays. But the interesting thing is that the shootout took place at a Hooters type restaurant, but it was called Twin Peaks was the name of the restaurant. So you have a Mars-Saturn opposition, Mars entering Gemini, and we have law enforcement having to clean up a shootout at a place called Twin Peaks. So kind of interesting how this stuff will play out sometimes. So there is lots of interesting stuff going on out there. On another level, with not only do we have the Venus Pluto opposition, but we also have Uranus still loosely forming a square off by a few degrees to Pluto. So it is forming a square to Pluto and to Venus. So, as we have, this brings another dimension to the intensity in relationships, and this cardinal T square working at the same time having a mutable T square. So there's a lot of energy out there, a lot of restlessness. Mars in Gemini also rules the central nervous system. So having 3 planets in Gemini, this is kind of taxing to our central nervous system as well. So just be sure to, and all the running around and stuff that we do, and there's a lot of Gemini energy out there, just be sure that you take time to rest and slow down, and as much as have the Gemini butterfly thing going on, or we want to be all over the place, just remember that take time and take care of your body. And if you are feeling panicky or overly stressed, remember to just, it's okay to tell people that, hey, I need a day off, can't take it today, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so with that all being said, our guest today is Susan Nicole Wright, psychic medium, and I believe that she is on the line here. So we are going to bring her on. Hello there.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, a little. I think we're doing, even with the Mercury retrograde, we're doing a little better technology-wise, although I hope I didn't just this.
Maybe it's because I was born during the retrograde.
Oh, you're immune. You have the natural
I'm
immune.
I'm immune.
So I know you have, well, tell us, some of the listeners may not know you that well, so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started working as a medium, and yeah, give us a quick bio rundown.
Well, I've always had abilities since childhood, but I blocked them out for so many years because they were terrifying. I am a psychic medium, and I figured this out through taking Reiki classes and becoming a Reiki master. It was through meditation that brought it out and made me realize my abilities. And since then, it's just been going strong. I love what I do. It's very healing. It heals. It's healing for me, not only for the client. I find that I get a little bit of healing with each reading I do myself.
Awesome. Tell people how they can, if they would like a reading from you or a session, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
They can reach me through Facebook, Susan Nicole Wright, or just by calling me, 804-837-7110. All of my sessions are approximately 1 hour long.
Awesome. So I see you've been putting up some, you've been holding some events in your area there recently too.
I am. I just started that on the Scorpio full moon. Scorpio is in my fourth house in my chart, and it is right across from my 10th house, so I thought that would be a good time to start. These are healing meditation events. We do this by the water. I find the water to be very healing. And we meditate and we do some releasing or new beginnings. I hold a class on every full moon and every new moon. So the new moons we do new beginning meditations, and the full moons we do ones for closure. Things that no longer work in our life, or things we'd like to heal or correct. And we do a releasing ceremony. I don't like to go into too much of it because I like to have some surprises at my event for the people that show.
Oh, believe me, I'm all about surprises.
It is a very relaxing, meditative day, you know, out in the grass, by the water.
Right. Yeah. If nothing else, I feel fairly secure in saying that I'm never boring. I don't
That you're what?
That I'm never boring.
Oh, no, you're never boring.
Sane and rational is another deal, but
that's
boring,
another story.
So what kind of I tend to get trends. Like with my clients, like I'll have a lot of people that are born at the same time, or same year, or a lot of people having the same issues? Or,
you know,
or
what I find is that
what are you getting a lot of questions of now? What kind of issues are you seeing?
Spirituality, people finding their true selves, breaking free from the status quo. You know, not wanting what they had, realizing that there must be something greater out there for them. And I also find that the most people I'm connected with seem to have the same north node as I do, which is Pisces, which rules spirituality. So it seems like they're just connected to me universally. They're just attracted like a magnet. So they start talking, and I look at their north node, and I'm like, Pisces.
Right.
So I'm here to be a teacher, I suppose, to help these people with all that I've been taught.
Absolutely, that's a great play on the Pisces North Node. I have a lot of people come to my classes that are Pisces North or South Node.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, you know, that the nodes are so underrated, and I'm stunned that there are some astrologers that don't or hardly use them. It's probably the
or have no clue what they are.
Right, exactly. So just a real quick for people out there, if you're not familiar, the North and South Node, also called the Moon Nodes, the North Node is future or energy you're supposed to be moving towards, and the South Node is past karma being worked on, things from earlier in this life, things from skills from previous lives you brought in to this life. And so
a good point. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we talked about this before, about the South Node. What age range did you say, which I found to be interesting, most people start to come into their North Node? Was like between 35 and...
Between 28 and 30, I found that once people hit their first Saturn return, at between 28 and 30, it takes that long to really get grounded into this reality. Because I think even though we have that, you know, Neptune is the veil, you know, between this life and other worlds and previous lives. So we have to kind of have that, because we couldn't possibly walk around with,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking about everything we've done in every lifetime. So we have to kind of have that veil. But it's a lot of those past patterns, you know, repeat, and we bring them up again in each lifetime, kind of recreate some of these scenarios, so that the ones we have not fixed or healed or dealt with properly, we kind of bring those issues up again with another chance to, you know, heal them properly, if you will.
Well, but I know personally myself, I was living in my South Node my whole entire life until 39 years old. That's when it hit me that there was just something greater out there that I was supposed to be doing, and my whole life changed once I realized this.
Right. And that 28 to 30 is a good general rule, but sometimes it takes, some people wake up earlier, some people it's a little bit later. I mean,
I'm a Taurus. I like to sleep.
Right. I have Venus in North Node in Taurus. I'm not that great at sleeping usually, but
I'm slow.
late bloomer. But our whole generation, the whole Generation X crowd is we've been called the slackers, and the corporations hate us because they can't market to us, because they can't figure us out, because it's taken us a long time for us to figure ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole, you know, all of us. You know, if you were born from the late 50s to the early 70s, there is, we have a really huge, powerful set of transits coming up, starting August 11th of this year and lasting at least through January of 2017. Anyone born, the highlight of this is the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
If you were born between if you were born in like 1965, you have this signature, the most profound. In fact, in my astrology class last week, I kind of went through the last, like all the generations that are still alive now. I went through and kind of pointed out the main astrological signature of each generation and the current or upcoming transits that each generation is going to face. So those of us in Generation X, which I count as late 50s to early 70s, those are the Pluto and Virgo people. Most of them also have Uranus in Virgo. And if you're born
How do you think we're going to fare once Jupiter hits Virgo?
This is our time to awake. This is our time to take leadership and take command. Because not only that, we have right now there's a lot of fire energy, and we have a good bit of air energy right now. But overall, there's a lot of fire energy with Uranus and Saturn and Sagittarius. So it's kind of about breaking free and getting in touch with our creativity and stuff like that. Also, we still have the remnants of the Uranus-Pluto square, where we're kind of deconstructing the things that don't work. But starting August 11th, we have Jupiter going into the sign of Virgo for roughly a year. And then this November, the transiting North Node, where the North Node is now, it's in Libra, but in November it's going to, because the only thing really different about the nodes from all the other planets is they travel backwards to the zodiac. So the North Node is going to enter Virgo. And so for those of us born, especially if you're born right in the years right around 1965, there's a slow Earth progression coming up. So what's going to happen is we're going to have a very rare alignment. Where we're going to have this Uranus-Pluto conjunction in our birth charts next May and June. The transiting North Node is going to be conjunct that point. So that is Pluto is power. Uranus is deconditioning. The North Node, which is future destiny, is going to be exactly conjunct our natal Uranus-Pluto conjunctions in the sign of Virgo. At the same point, transiting Jupiter, coming up from the other direction in Virgo, it's also going to be right at that point. So we're all, some people more exact than others, but all of us born in that around that mid-60s time frame, we're going to have transiting Jupiter and the transiting North Node sitting, forming a conjunction within 10 degrees of our natal Uranus-Pluto conjunctions. And and at the same time, the planet Pluto is in Capricorn. And that's, again, Pluto power structures. It's going to be right around 16, 17 degrees of Capricorn. So that will be forming an exact trine to our natal Uranus-Pluto conjunction. So that's really, many generations don't even have the possibility of that kind of a transit at once. So I've been doing a lot of readings lately for people born in that mid-60s era. So like these next couple months are about, you know, finishing clearing up stuff, and you know, making room for this new stuff, because we're starting this August. We've got like a year and a half period where it's our time to really, really awaken and step forward and lay our claim and to take power and leadership roles where we're supposed to.
Right.
It's just that having that Uranus-Pluto conjunction, Pluto is death, rebirth, transformation. Uranus is deconditioning. So I found a lot of this lifetime has not so much been learning stuff, but deconditioning from
but
the...
You're exactly right. Unlearning.
Yes. The Saturnian stuff that's been holding us back and trying to keep us in with the mainstream norms and societal values, in our culture. But now is our time to wait. And everybody I talk to, born in our time period, is they're like, man, something's coming. And it's like, yeah, it is. It's almost your turn at bat. You're on the on deck circle.
Most definitely. I've heard a lot of people say that. They can feel it. And it's like they can almost touch it, but it's just not quite there.
Right. And it's hard not to be impatient. We want this stuff to hurry up and get here and whatnot, but, it's kind of making sure we've learned all of our lessons and we have all the, fine details ready and we've, cleared off all of our old baggage and karma that we don't need. Because it's, it's like everyone is like nobody is bored right now. Everyone has ideas and things they're working on. And I think we're ready to explode here starting in a few months. It'll be a gradual changeover to all this earth energy, but we're because you got to look too at that time, like next spring, since all the inner planets travel close together, Sun, Mercury, Venus, Mars, some of those will also be in Taurus. You're really going to have, there's going to be a really incredibly powerful Earth Grand Trine happening too. Same thing early, in December and January when a lot of the inner planets will be in Capricorn conjunct Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really, and the Earth energy is really good at helping stabilize and put solid structures and fixtures into place and being analytical and really building stuff. So we have a very exciting time coming up.
I'm excited. I'm ready for it.
Awesome. Yeah, I think we all are. I think we all are. It's like, we've all, I know a lot of us have felt a sense of destiny and that something big was coming and, just, like we're waiting for something. We are waiting to get our chance at the big leagues, our chance to step to the forefront, and that time is about here. So we're gonna take just a 30-second break here.
Okay.
Get a drink of water, and we will be right back with our guest Susan Nicole Wright.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Okay, and welcome back to Le Rabbit Hole. Today our guest is psychic medium Susan Nicole Wright. And we're just talking kind of right now, just kind of waxing poetically on the energies that are out there and things that we're, questions we're getting and seeing from clients and whatnot. And the energies will be seeing here in the next year and a half. What other kind of topics do you get asked in readings recently? Is there any hot trends?
Mostly it's about relationships. I don't know if that has to do with Pluto. I know it did for me when it came into the sign of Capricorn, but, you know, like you said before, some people are late bloomers. Just finding that, you know, what they're in is no longer working for them, and looking, it's hard to put into words what I'm trying to say here. Just that feeling that there's something greater out there, and, you know, maybe they did make some wrong choices, you know.
Right, right. So,
but like there are never any wrong choices. I mean, everything is for learning. So,
right, right. Absolutely. If we didn't make all, you know, what we are right now is an accumulation of all the things we did really well and all the big, ugly, horrible mistakes we made. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes so it's nice to do stuff right the first time and to figure it all out the first time, but you know, in a lot of scenarios we learn
that?
A lot more when we just go out and screw something up horribly the first time. So so like something another thing that's been coming up is also, and this applies to the people in the mid to late pretty much the whole 60s. There's an asteroid called Chiron, and mythologically, mm-hmm. Chiron is known as the wounded healer. So it's how we heal ourselves and help others heal themselves. And it also has a lot to do with holistic stuff. So, you know, mind, body, spirit, how all these different parts of ourselves function as one working unit, if you will.
Right.
So, those of us born in the, especially in the mid-60s, Chiron stays in a sign for about 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are now two Chiron returns. It's got roughly the same cycle as Saturn, not quite as long.
Was that in Aries then?
It is now. It's in Pisces. It's right around 19 or 20 Pisces right now.
Right now, but the 60s, 70s era people, was it in Aries at that time?
It was in Pisces.
Mid-late 60s,
it was in Pisces, and then it went into Aries. I've always got an ephemeris here, so I can... I'll kind of look up the exact date, but that's kind of, I mean, it's how we holistically function. So I find, you know, living in this 3D reality, we have experiences, relationships, jobs, you know, traumatic events and stuff, and it kind of, you know, there's a schism that's created mentally to where these different parts of ourselves kind of break out. They kind of break off from us. And so what we end up having is we end up kind of being very fragmented and compartmentalized and have, if you're familiar with anybody out there familiar with MK Ultra, we have these different alters that are created that we switch back and forth between. But now with having our second Chiron return, if you're in the late 40s to early 50s, I'm finding a lot of people, myself included, that we kind of remove all the garbage around these different pieces of us, and it kind of allows, I'm seeing a lot of people draw in the formerly fragmented parts of themselves. They're these fragmented pieces that have kind of been cut off from us, and we're kind of drawing them all back, you know, in a holistic manner to where we're one functioning unit again, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as we do that, then I think we start drawing in people that are sort of like tying us into the relationship thing. I think we start drawing people in that are better for us and energetically flow better with us, you know, as we kind of remove the old karmic baggage and stuff and start redrawing in these formerly separated parts of ourselves.
I have a question off that topic.
Okay.
If you want to answer it. I don't know if you agree with me or not. I find that people with more water signs or planets in water tend to be more psychic. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I'd expand that to people with like Jupiter, Uranus, Mercury, and some of those planets that have to do with like communication and stuff, and mental processes. Neptune also. People with those planets in the water houses, which is the 4th, 8th, and 12th. So even if they're not in a water sign, if they have a few of those planets in the...
You said 4th, 8th, and 12th?
Yeah, the traditionally ruled water houses, that also has a similar effect. I found especially, too, the 8th and 12th, even more so than the 4th. But yeah, if you've got a lot of planets in your 12th and 8th, I found that those people are able to psychically or psychologically even kind of tap into different parts of reality or tap into different people that more so than others.
Now, I've got Scorpio in my 4th, Pisces in the 8th, and Cancer in the 12th.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. So, so Chiron entered
Pisces, correct?
Yeah. Chiron entered Pisces in 1960. And then it stayed in Pisces until about 1968. So
I think in my birth chart I have it in Aries.
Okay, then.
And I'm 1970.
Yeah, so that mid-60s born group of people have that stronger. But the people with Chiron and Aries, you'll be experiencing your Chiron return. It'll just be a couple more years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very interesting archetype, and I don't spend a lot of time going into the asteroids and reality because most of my readings are like an hour and 15 minutes is normally what I do, and I try to hit the really big stuff. I hit the Pluto and the nodes, and then the basic theme and recurring patterns in the person's birth chart and what they have coming up and stuff. And so, I mean, I could make my readings 6 hours, but
no, of course.
But I do. Chiron is the asteroid that I use the most in my readings because I think that one has a lot of significance, especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you tap in to help somebody? What tools do you use? What skills do you have to kind of...
Tools? I don't use any tools. Just spirit-led. I just ask to be guided, and whoever comes through, comes through. I don't have a choice in that matter. It's always up to spirit. Sometimes people want to pick and choose, and they don't understand. It's not my choice. I am just the medium. I'm the go-through person. So if whoever wants to come through for whoever at that moment, sometimes I'll give a reading and only one person will come through, and sometimes up to 10 different people will come through for that one person. They're very healing. Sometimes they'll give advice, if they see fit. For that person, they'll give out some advice to what's going on in their life right now or something that might be coming up. Sometimes they'll give out health warnings, which I find very interesting. a lot of times just confirmations, you know, that, of who it is and that they see what's going on in your life and that they really are around, even though we can't see them. I think everyone is gifted to a certain degree, but a lot of times we're so busy in our daily life, we don't recognize the signs, you know, that they're around us all the time. So we don't recognize the signs because we're too busy in the hucklebuck of every day, you know, the running around and doing this and doing that and not taking time to just, you know, relax and breathe and to stop and smell the roses, so to speak.
Right. You can't necessarily, like, spiritually go knock on, you know, Uncle David's.
I can try my best and pray that they'll show up, but and more times than not, the person they want to hear from does come through. There have been a few times where it hasn't happened, but it wasn't meant to happen. You know, they got the necessary messages that they needed. But it's not usually what we want that happens. It's what Spirit wants for you. Or, you know, they know better than we do.
Right. Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, maybe they have a message for us, but we're not quite ready to hear it. So.
Absolutely.
Sometimes
we don't want to hear the truth about things.
Right. Yeah, I mean, one of the difficult things too is projections.
Mm-hmm.
I find, and you know, myself included in this, you know, a lot of times there are things we project onto other people, or things we want to force, or things we project are happening that are, you know, maybe we're creating. So sometimes it can be difficult to sort out what is, you know, what is kind of our relative reality, or subjective reality, maybe is a better, maybe that's a better term,
mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, if we're pushing stuff out and that, you know, reading stuff into other people or whatnot. So, I mean, I find that too, that's as much flack as Facebook gets. I think it's a great social tool because I
love Facebook.
Yeah, I do too. And I know there's a bunch of surveillance crap and whatnot, but you know what? If you're on the earth right now, you're being watched. So
mm-hmm.
I came to the conclusion that, like, you know, I come on the radio every Friday and usually rant about the government for at least five minutes of the hour. So I'm not really worried about them tapping into what I'm saying or whatever. You know, I feel that I'm protected. So I'm not going to let them bully me out of something that
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to jump when somebody says boo. So, but you know, but it's interesting. Even if I don't go post on people's walls and stuff all the time or put up posts myself, it's very interesting to, you know, when there's heavy planetary stuff going on and whatnot, or if I'm feeling intense or something, it's like, let me just, it's a good way to kind of pick up the vibe and the energy that's out there. Even if I'm not interacting a lot, I can kind of.
Oh, it's so clear to see. And I know exactly when to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, no typing on Facebook today. No comments.
Yes. Yes, Facebook has taught me some very good skills that I maybe did not have before.
Just because you want to say something or post something doesn't mean you should or you know, you could or should.
Right, because I see some very bad energetic posts and everything, and it's like, am I going to, even if I don't agree with that, or I'm like, sometimes I'm like horrified, like, oh my gosh, I would never post something like that, but it's, you know, it's, do I want to get wrapped up in that energy and spend time arguing or whatnot, or I just mm-hmm. kind of go, hey, you know, that person's got,
absolutely not, it's not worth your energy and time.
Right. And maybe they've got an issue that's been brought up for them
mm-hmm.
that they're needing to bring into the daylight so they can examine it and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to be, even if I see posts that I don't like energetically, I try not to be judgmental too. I try to say, hey, they've got something that's needed to be brought up. So, you know, they've got something they need to be working on.
I'll do the same thing. I'll ask myself why. But then I'm like, well, why do I need to even look at it? Just keep scrolling.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
Some people might think that about some of my posts too. You know, it's just, it is what it is.
Right. And yeah, same here too. Sometimes I'll post stuff that can be maybe viewed as argumentative or combative, but it's like, mm-hmm. You know, that's something I needed to put out there. I felt strongly enough about it that I wanted people to at least think about it, even if, you know, they may not agree with me on it or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something I wanted people to think about, and so sometimes I put something out there to jolt people a little bit.
I think I do the same.
Right. And I'm not purposely just trying to jolt people. I mean, it's something that, you know,
It's something on your mind, something you're thinking about, yeah.
Right. I have gotten much better, and I try to think things out pretty well before I actually post something.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have some other events coming up in your area that you're going to be hosting or leading that you would like to promote?
I do on the 30th, I believe it is. I don't have my calendar in front of me. It's the last Saturday of this month. It'll be a new moon healing event. Full moon. Sorry. It is on the 30th. Yes.
The 30th is the last Saturday of this month. Scorpio moon on that day as well.
We're in Scorpio on that day?
Yeah, May 30th, the moon's in Scorpio. It starts in Libra and enters Scorpio at 5:34 in the morning. On the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So can people sign up for this event on your Facebook page?
They can. I make an event page and post it. And they can join on there or just call me by phone to get more info. Unfortunately, I don't have a website set up yet. I'm not really great with that kind of stuff, nor do I really care about it, unfortunately.
Right.
You know me, Mark. I'm not electronically savvy.
I'm not either. I have to get help with that. I've trained myself to be much better, but I still need help with that kind of stuff in most scenarios. Do you have any other kind of events coming up other than that?
I don't. That's the only real events that I do right now.
Okay.
And those are held every new moon and every full moon.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so, you know, that for people in, actually
and
in
this
the...
This will be a full moon in Sag, correct?
Yeah, but I think the full moon is a couple days after that. But still better to do it beforehand than after, because the full moon is actually on June the 2nd.
June. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's good. That's something I've tried to stress to people, is that, you know, the energy drops off pretty quick right after the full moon. So if you're wanting to really capture that energy, you're best to do it. You know, if the full moon's in the middle of the week or something like that, you're best off doing it the weekend before or the day
before.
I'm
right on time then.
As opposed to the day or weekend after. Because that energy kind of, if you're wanting to... Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a roller coaster that, you know, once you move closer to the exact aspect, that energy is more powerful. And if you're wanting to capture that energy, you want to go beforehand while the energy is waxing or getting bigger, mm-hmm. as opposed to waning or getting weaker. So that's something I try to share with people if they're trying to get that energy. And two, with your I have your north node is in Pisces, and my north node is in Taurus, which mm-hmm. are interestingly each other's sun
signs.
You're
sign. Pisces, and I'm a Taurus.
Yes, yes. So two, those our nodes are, both of our nodes are going to be hit quite a bit as well. Mm-hmm. Neptune is in the sign of Pisces. So those people with north nodes in the low to middle degrees of Pisces, I believe Neptune is at about 9 Pisces right now.
9 degrees?
Yep. So mm-hmm. that's where Neptune is right now. So if your north node is around 9 degrees Pisces, you
mine
can,
is at 10 degrees.
Wow, okay. So you're really taking off your, that even more spiritual energy will be coming into you in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And with those you've born in the midst of the nodes stay in a sign for about a year and a half, FYI. So those people born in the 66 to 68 area where I was, they have the north node in Taurus, Jupiter, the north node, and Pluto will be hitting the north node of people who have that in their birth chart as well. So lots mm-hmm. of and two, as the north node moves into Virgo in November, this means the south node will be in Pisces. So you will also be getting a north node hit to Neptune hitting your north node and the south node hitting your north node clear to mm-hmm. the same time. So that will be that should be some interesting fun stuff there.
Well, hopefully it's fun.
Yeah. I'm
just going to focus on that north node, which is Virgo.
Right. So we just got 2 minutes left here. Anything, you want to share your phone number one more time with people?
Sure. It's 804-837-7110.
Okay, and people can also find you on Facebook.
Correct.
And we want to thank you for being on today and sharing sharing your insights with us today. And
maybe
we will,
next time we can take some callers.
Yeah, yes.
And do a few live readings. That would be cool.
Yes, absolutely. We'll look into getting you scheduled for, have you on maybe late summer or the
mm-hmm.
fall, and we'll have your website done, and we'll be able to share that and any events you have coming up, and we will take some callers next time, and we'll do some live readings.
Sounds good.
Okay, so have a good weekend. And
you too, and thank you for having me.
Yep, thank you for sharing your experiences with us. And we will have you on again in the near future.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Okay, have a good day, weekend, my friend.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that was our guest, Susan Nicole Wright, psychic medium. So coming up tonight at midnight, Mudtoe at midnight. Then next Monday we start again with the Monday Night Friends at 6:00. They'll be doing some intuitive readings, the second half of that show. And then I believe next Tuesday we'll have Lunchtime Wisdom at noon with Iggy and myself. I believe next Wednesday is probably Adriana's show, The Lion's Lair, if I'm not mistaken. Then next Thursday, Spontaneous Spirit Talk and Throwback Thursday. And then next Friday, my guest will be another Pisces, Amira Beth, one of my good Facebook friends. And we will be talking about spirituality and ascension. And she's got some really good videos and energy reports that she puts up. So we will have her on next Friday at noon. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Try and relax. In the Central Ohio area, it looks like it's going to be very nice out this weekend. And we will be at a wedding in Chillicothe for two of our drum circle friends. And everyone, take care and have a good weekend. And we will talk to you later.
Mark, Mark, wake up, Mark.
Actually, that was the wrong sample. Let's try this. Let's try this again.
Mark, time to return to the ship.